head into your first preseason game? I mean, second preseason, you know, of your career, but you know, first preseason game. What are your expectations here for the first game?
You know, expectations are hard to set, but obviously there's goals, you know, I would like to meet in the first preseason game. And, you know, that basically just boils down to, you know, moving the football, you know, getting first downs and scoring points when we have an opportunity. You know, obviously in preseason you have a lot of guys who haven't played before, still learning the playbook. So if I can get guys lined up in the right position, you know, do the right thing for the play and you know, have that result in first downs and touchdowns, you know, I'll be happy with game one.
Rocky, think back to Chicago a year ago, that first game. Things must have been swimming in your head that day. A little different this time around?
Yeah, very different. You know, last year things were coming at me, you know, a million miles per hour. And things have really seemed to slow down. You know, I think a large credit to that is just the fact of having an off season. You know, in that off season, I was given time to study, you know, look into the playbook further. You know, why are we calling this pass play? Why are we calling this run play? What does this protection actually do? And so now things have slowed down to the point where I'm able to just go out there and play. And not think as much.
Comfortable more so a year ago, there's four guys who are quarterbacks on the roster. Where does Brock fit in? We don't know. We know where you fit in now. More comfortable for you, I would take it?
You know, I've never really gotten caught up in, you know, where you're at on the depth chart. You know, I remember my first day at ASU, I was number 7. And on the last day of camp, I was number 2. So, you know, you can't really buy into where you're at on the depth chart. The biggest thing is, you know, controlling what you can control and just maximizing your reps that you get. And that's all I'm focused on right now.
How do you think you're doing out there in practice? How's your progress?
Sure, you got to ask Coach Fox about that one. But, you know, things, like I said, they've slowed down. And because things have slowed down, I feel like I'm able to make, you know, more plays downfield in the passing game, which I wasn't, you know, really ready for last year. You know, I was, you know, a lot of checkdowns, quick throws, because I didn't understand, you know, the offense completely at this point in camp. But, you know, things have slowed down, and, you know, because of that, we've been able to make more plays.
So you've done quite a few deep balls. Is that sort of make you say, okay, I'm really coming along when you complete those downfield passes?
You know, I think so. You know, obviously a large credit has to go to, you know, my group of offense linemen I've been playing with and receivers. They've all done a tremendous job throughout camp. But you're right, it's another season under my belt. And like I said, things have slowed down. Now my pre-snap reads are better. You know, I'm understanding coverages. Hey, you know, this is a coverage I might want to take a shot with a post. Where last year, hey, you know, I see they're in this coverage, not really sure, and I wouldn't even look at the post. So, things are definitely progressing along right now.
Brock, everyone knows about your arm strength and your athleticism, but I've noticed you're throwing with greater touch this year. What are you doing to work on that?
Well, yeah, Coach Knapp has put a big emphasis on that from going all the way back to OTAs to now, you know, in the beginning of camp. You know, he kind of said the same thing. Hey, I know you can make every throw, but you need to make a catchable ball for backs and receivers on those underneath throws. There's no reason that you need to fire it in there. And because of Coach, you know, I've put a large emphasis on that.
Mark, you've gotten a lot of work with Tavares King. What's your impressions of him?
You know, I think he's going to be a heck of a player. He's come leaps and bounds since the beginning of camp. You know, at first his head, you could tell, was spinning a little bit. And ever since the first week, he's been making plays nonstop. So I think TK is going to be a heck of a player. And, you know, I'm really excited to play with him in preseason. All right. Thanks, guys.